If you were to ask me if I believe in heaven as a place where I'll join all the people I've known and lost, and with whom I can spend eternity laughing and eating potato salad at one idyllic family reunion, I'd stall for time and finally fall back on that old relationship standard. It's complicated. But if you were to ask me to believe heaven is a place where I can be reunited with all the little things I've lost here on earth, especially the gold and silver that has slipped through my fingers, I'd have myself sent away like King Tut, laid out in style and surrounded by approximately half the jewelry I've ever owned. The hope would be that I could finally find the missing half. My personal history is full of stories of the ones that got away, starting with my school ring, which I slipped off my finger and dropped into my purse. This would have been fine if I hadn't put my purse on top of the car and driven off. The purse and the ring were never seen again. Then there was that pair of tiny diamond earrings I lost in college. I remember taking them out before I went to sleep and pinning them to a piece of college rule, naturally, notepaper. I also remember thinking I should get up and put them in my jewelry box. Unfortunately, the next time I went to put them on, I couldn't remember exactly where I put that particular piece of paper. My roommate probably wadded it around her gum and tossed it. Or it might have been me. As I grew up and began to travel, the trail of lost jewelry just got longer. There was that little gold chain that broke and slipped off somewhere on Broadway in New York City, and the bracelet I left behind in Memphis, and the silver hoop that went missing in Budapest, and the pearl earring that disappeared in Tuscany. And, while it wasn't a piece of jewelry, I'm still grieving for the cashmere scarf, 5 feet of comfort and warmth that cost more than I made that week. The wind picked it up and carried it away while I was waiting for a bus in Reykjavik, Iceland. Really, the wind is fierce in Reykjavik, Iceland. I'm a skeptic when it comes to pearly gates and streets of gold, but I would become a willing believer in the idea of an accessory afterlife. Until, of course, I misplaced my halo. Well, it would be all downhill from there.
People say she's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, you've taken me for granted because I please you, wearing these diamonds. And I could say, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about, as if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of the shoes. Sign of a wave. The poor boy changes clothes and he puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, honey, take me dancing, but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. I could say, ooh, and everybody here would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds.